Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know, close that chapter on week six, pretty much halftime of the season, got six to go regular season. You know, obviously, you know, happy and excited for our kids. You know, going on the road is never easy against a talented team like Florida State. Great team win. Getting everybody in this room. I thought play calling was great. Thought the execution was pretty darn good. And, you know, obviously a lot to clean up. Was obviously happier with the offense than I was with how we played defensively. Gave up too many explosives, six on the day, and, you know, a couple that just didn't need to be done, whether it's pressure and Tamon making a play on the back end. And again, you know, that last play, that last touchdown, not happy. You know, again, probably with the play call as much as anything, but we got to make a play and play the coverage correctly. We didn't play the coverage correctly. We could have been in a different, safer coverage to help our kids out and make them earn it and not, you know, just make them earn it, which is what we kind of talked about on the headphones prior to, and we didn't do a good job there as a staff. So, but happy for our kids. Again, got to make more plays. You know, overall, you know, you go on the road against a really talented football team, as talented a team as you're going to play against. You know, we got the win. Obviously, on the road again. First night game of the year, 7:30 up there in Syracuse. Fran Brown does an excellent job. I think he's an outstanding coach. Obviously had a heck of a year ago. You know, you see his toughness. I mean, Fran Brown's a tough dude and their team plays tough all the time. They play with great effort. You know, Coach Nixon is their offense coordinator, NFL guy. I think he does an excellent job. I think they're in the top 10 in the country in passing offense. So they've done a nice job of mixing it up. Probably come in being 50-50 against us, we anticipate. You know, outstanding coach. And Coach Robinson, Elijah Robinson, is their defense coordinator. Great friends with Fran. Does a great job on defense. Play a lot of four down, a lot of man coverage, a lot of zone coverage. Very similar to probably what we are. So, you know, great team, great challenge on the road. And moving on to the next one. Questions?
On the first drive, not only did you convert – 3-4 down. You went for a 3-4 down. You've only done that one other time in your tenure. Was that a matter of trusting Cade, the offense, Mason, or more so manageable, you know, spots?
Manageable spots and manageable down distance. I mean, I think it's what it comes down to. You know, if there was six of them, we probably would have went for it six times if we felt the need to and felt that, you know, based on where the ball was placed, the distance. And again, we would have done three more. I mean, I'm kind of shocked that we didn't have more of them, but you know, especially when you have three in the first series, that means we were executing and we were, you know, ahead of the sticks. We weren't behind, you know, those weren't fourth and tens. We were trying to convert. They were manageable. You know, all three of them may have been fourth and ones. So that's a great job by the offense, putting us in that position where you got four down territory.
You know, last week when you were talking about Mason's debut, you said, look, it was a great game. It was one game. We'll see how it transpired. What did you learn about him on Saturday?
We saw, you know, we will see. We saw he's a competitor. He does a great job leading the offense. He wasn't shaken by the road. He wasn't shaken by throwing a pick. Wasn't shaken by throwing a second pick. He continues to come back. He's just got a swagger about him and a confidence that it doesn't matter. And again, different quarterbacks can come in at different times and they throw a couple picks and it's like, you know, and you see that they don't react well to it, or his face changes to, you know, he gets big eyes or a different look on his face. He didn't have a different look. He had the same look that he had on the first series of the game to the last series of the game. Yeah. 4 minute victory offense.
You guys, you know, a couple weeks ago you had a quarterback throw a few picks and then you ended up making a change. For him to respond that way, but does he also maybe have a little more, has he earned a little rope at this point?
He's had a lot of rope from the beginning. I mean, he had a lot of rope a week ago. We're going to give our quarterbacks rope. I mean, we're not going to put a guy out there that we feel is limited and can't do this or that. The playbook is open. We feel like we can do anything with Mason.
I kind of meant more in terms of, like, if he makes a mistake, give him, like, there's going to be other opportunities. Because some guys, when they get in for the first time, especially that young, they might think, man, if I make one mistake, two mistakes, I'm out of it. But that wasn't the case.
Not at all. Not at all.
Would you... You know, of those two interceptions, would you qualify, or would you call those mistakes? I mean, one effectively was a punt. I think you said that. And then the other one, Kenny slipped. I mean, when you and Kate and Mason went over, did you feel like he made good decisions on those throws?
Yeah, I mean, the first one, the punt, I mean, he took a shot, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. You know, even on that one, you know, if I think it was Blue, right? If Blue goes up and attacks the ball, you know, you probably get a PI on it, but we didn't do a good job. We got to do a better job coaching what we get on that one. And the second one was probably a bad decision. Just throw it away if you don't like what you want, you know. But again, young guys are going to make those mistakes, you know, just trying to make a play. And you got to love his confidence, but we got to protect the football. It cost you a game. And again, that second one was after a block punt, I believe. And, you know, we got a block punt, which would have smothered that ball and put it in the end zone and fell on it. But we didn't get a piece of it. Could execute that a little bit better. So we did get the whole ball. And but we got no points out of that. So that's we're in field goal range. You know, we got to be smarter with football.
Obviously, you knew this freshman class was good, but did you expect them to be making such important plays in such pivotal games as soon as they are?
You know, never. I mean, you know, you don't expect that at the beginning. You know, I think we've had a lot of great recruiting classes here and guys that can play. But, you know, Sean Lee's really played well. Mason's obviously played well. I'm trying to think of some of the other true freshmen. You know, Boosie's pretty good too. So yeah, I mean, you know, we saw Boosie in the spring. We thought he could be a factor. You know, thought he's kind of, you know, got that different gear, kind of like a Dez. He's got the ability to, you know, to break them, and he's shown good burst, and we're happy with where those freshmen are at this point.
Do you feel like the pass game is opening up the run a little bit? Where you feel like you are with that?
Yeah. No, Jeff, I mean, it's on a weekly basis. I mean, if you can't run the ball, okay, and you're being forced to be one-dimensional and you have to throw it, you got problems. Same thing if you can't throw the ball and you're forced to run it. We want to be two-dimensional in a perfect world. It's not always that way, and it depends on what they give you. You know, if they want to come out in a three-man front, you know, depending on the coverage, we're going to do what dictates it. And you probably noticed, you know, we're a little bit slower. We're trying to get in a good play, and Coach Bell's done a great job game planning. The offense has done a great job game planning and putting our kids in the best position to have success in the run or pass game.
You mentioned after the game that the offensive line was fired up. There was a lot of talk. What did you see just technically from the line?
You know, I mean, the front four that we played against is pretty massive. I liked what I saw. Guys play with an attitude. Obviously, you know, Lynn had the one penalty at the end of the half, which we should have never maybe gotten to it, but we did. Shoot, the headphones are off, and, you know, we probably I'm never going to take my headphones off early again. But I think our offensive line is playing with an attitude. That's what you have to play in this game. You've got to have an attitude. And, I thought, you know, they go by O'Block. I thought O'Block played a darn good game.
As a defensive guy yourself, when you look at a guy like Dez, in particular, what he's able to do through the air, just how is what he's able to do, how does that cause trouble with breakdowns against defenses trying to defend him? Just how enhanced do you feel like your offense is by him?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on what you're playing coverage-wise. I mean, you know, they got into some playing man coverage, and like I said, you know, it comes down to game plan and putting your guys in position and getting your tailback in mismatches where they got to run to get them or they lose them, and, you know, they're running through traffic to get to the guy. You know, if you're going to play man coverage, you know, you got to be alert to number zero, and obviously everybody that plays against us, you know, and I think the same thing goes with our other tailbacks. I mean, they're going to have opportunities in the pass game if you run a man coverage and we can do a good job in our route concepts. And it comes down to route concepts and what coverage you're getting behind it.
And does it say something about maybe the way your group's maturing, that that sequence at the end of the first half could have deflated some groups, I mean, where it looks like you're going to go in and get a score, and then they end up getting a score instead, and you're on the road in a hostile place against a team that's desperate. I mean, what was it like in there at halftime, and how did you sort of characterize the response that you saw last week?
Well, I mean, they responded in the second half, I think, pretty well. But, you know, that's the adversity in a game. And we talk about ups and downs in a game. They're going to happen. They're going to happen this weekend up in Syracuse. There's going to be, you know, good plays, bad plays. There's going to be adversity. And it's how you, you know, react to that adversity that really matters. And I thought guys hung in there. You know, talked last night, just, you know, we're up seven, then it's tied, then we're up, and then it's tied, and then they're up. And then we go into the halftime, you know, down. But our guys bowed up and knew it's a 60-minute game, and we came out and played four quarters. We played four better quarters than they did, and that's what counts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You guys are getting better at navigating those ups and downs as the season goes on?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, last week, yes. This week, do we? We'll find out. But I think it's a week by week. You know, like I said, I was disappointed in the second half, just some technical little things defensively that we didn't do, you know, adversity-wise, that, you know, that is a concern and that will get cleaned up this week. But, you know, guys trying to make plays and start playing outside the box instead of doing their job. If we just do our job and read our keys, we'll be a heck of a lot better off than, you know, sometimes we lose our mind and we start to think of this player, that player. What if I thought they were going to do? I don't want to hear I thought. I want to know what your key does and do what he tells you to do. Don't guess. And that's kind of what we saw defensively in the second half.
You mentioned that long Florida State touchdown towards the end of the game in your opening remark. Just what did that look like on film? Just what did that reveal as far as what happened there and how to prevent that?
It looked bad on tape. Okay, it looked worse on tape than it looked in person. And our guys know how to play the certain coverage we were in, and we did a poor job of executing. And again, that comes down to, you know, guys, you know, making sure they're where they need to be. And it's the details, and it's 60 minutes of details, and we didn't have it on that play for sure. And there was other opportunities, you know, some of the explosive passes should have eliminated them. I mean, we blitz off the edge. You know, Kyle Lewis comes clean. Kyle Lewis is going to make that play 99% of the time. He doesn't. It's a good quarterback. He's athletic. And he makes his miss and slings it down the field with Kyle still chasing him down. But we knew that was a guy we had to keep in the pocket, you know, still attack in the pocket. We didn't. And then, you know, it's cover three, and, you know, we're protecting the end zone. And we got to go make a play on the ball. I mean, the ball's up in the air. We have plenty of time to react to it instead of thinking he's throwing it to you. And you know, making a catch and a tackle in the end zone doesn't matter. I mean, you got to go get the ball and knock it down or catch it, one or the other. So.
Because the defense wasn't as sturdy, did that make a play like Sherry and Harrison's
forced
fumble and
Sherry
recovering that, like, almost bigger because they were able to make a
defense? No doubt about it. I mean, again, it comes down to, you know, they got into a, you know, run phase where they wanted to pound it at us, you know, with their big offensive line, those big tailbacks they had, athletic, you know, guys that can run. But, you know, it's making them earn it. You know, they might got 5 or 6 yards here and there, but, you know, the more plays you have on the field, there's more opportunities to make mistakes. And, you know, I think that last drive was 43 seconds. I kind of went through a drive chart last night with them about, like, you know, the 3 and 4 minute drives made them earn it. And then, you know, that 43 second drive, like, we didn't make, you know, we gave it to them. And, you know, you can't give gifts in the ACC.
Hey, look, you're running linebacker rotation right now, especially between Juelz and Jamari?
We're just going to keep you know, it's hot hand, but we're just going to continue to rotate them because they're all capable of making big plays. We'll play to their strengths and get them on the field and keep guys fresh.
Hard-hitting team at Syracuse. They've had to use a couple of different quarterbacks, but yet they continue to have success in the pass game. What is it they do schematically that makes them so tough?
You know, they got base concepts that they've done a nice job executing. They got great receivers that make plays out there. They got a lot of targets. They got a tight end, Valeri, that's a player. We know he was a player. He can run with the ball after he catches it. They got a good football team, and they got weapons and they got good schemes, and that's what you need is, you know, guys that can make plays. And also schemes that, you know, can get you open based on what you're seeing coverage-wise.
How have you thought about how Kendall Stanley has filled in at left tackle?
I thought he did a nice job the other day. I mean, for his first true start, he's exactly what we thought. You know, back in August, I told you, you know, him and Percy were battling out, was happy with his performance, and it'll only get better.
Go back to the freshman. You have six guys who have currently already played five games. Mason's ball on his way to burning his red shirt. That's the most since 2020 that you have burned the red shirts. But looking at the coaching staff, five of those guys are either offense or Trey Bukowski, special teams. What does that say about the assistant coaches, their first recruiting classes, the ability to identify talent that can play right away?
Yeah, well, I think, again, through my tenure, we've done a pretty good job. We go back and watch, quite often. Back old school 2015, we've got talent in that room. I can't say this class is any more talented, but it's opportunities, right? Dez being out a week, or really two weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it was, seemed like, half of West Virginia, all Louisville, all BC, out 3 weeks pretty much, gave those other guys a chance to grow up and get, if Dez is in there, we might not still know what we have because we're still playing Dez. So, it's opportunity, and, our guys have run with the opportunity, just like Trey has a kicker, he's 2 for 2. Another freshman that's making an impact in the game. So I think Trey's only missed one field goal in the year. That could have been the game winner, on the road. So I'm happy with those guys. But we've done a good job recruiting. I can't say it's been any different this year. But sometimes you make mistakes, but it's what we do. Again, we've done as good a job as anybody in the country as far as developing talent. We've known that. We've talked about that. And that's not just a one-year thing. That's an 11-year thing.
The matter of the fourth downs you were talking about earlier, it's one thing to go for fourth and one when you're at their 35 or inside their 30, but your first one, I think you were at your own 34. Did you come into the game with, some extra energy, extra little more confidence, just either from Mason or from whatever it might have been, to go for it in that situation? And that's a risky play, right?
Yeah, it's a risky play. A few years ago, at Virginia, in the rain, I remember coming out of the tunnel and stepping a foot of water. I think we went for it on fourth and one at our own 11-yard line. So, there's risks and rewards. We're not playing to tie the game. We play to win. And if we feel good with the matchups and what we have and who we have, we're going to take those chances. So every game's a little bit different.
Pat, you're at the halfway point of the season. What do you make of the conference at large? It seems Miami has separated itself, but after that, George Tech's off to a good start, but it really seems that the preseason goals that you guys had still seem to be in front of you.
We've known that. You get out of the preseason games, and we know that. We gave two games away. We gave one conference game away, but we got a really talented football team that's fun to watch, I think, in all phases. And whether it's block punts and return yardage on punts and kickoff to offense and defense, I think we got a talented team that's fun to watch. And, we're going to be in every game the rest of the year. We've been in every game so far. It's not like it's been, 38 to 10 blowouts and we've lost and, you're coming in here hangdogging. We're going to be in football games. We just got to take care of the business at hand and, worry about just being 1-0 and, what happens in the end, will happen in the end. But we got as good a chance as anybody in the country. And we got Georgia Tech coming in here, and we got Clemson coming. I should say we're going to Georgia Tech, and we got Miami coming in here.
Defensive end is a position that's been pretty disproportionately banged up at the moment. Just what have you made of your depth there and just how guys like Isaiah Neal managed to step up?
Yeah, Ghost has really stepped up a bunch. The depth is not very good. And that's probably even more impressive, win on the road with four defensive ends. We traveled on the road with four guys that could jump in a game. And so the depth wasn't very good, but our guys hung in there. Ghost has done an unbelievable job. And speaking of injuries, you know, I always tell you if somebody's out for the year, you know, Zach Carruthers is out for the year, so we won't have him for the remainder of the year. And so is Nigel Maynard, one of our corners that was just starting to get really good. I mean, I think the week before he had 27 snaps on special teams. You know, Nigel, you know, he came in, you know, in his spring ball and was playing really, really well. Then in fall camp, he gets a shoulder, and then we got another season ending injury with him. He was really coming on, and we know Carruthers was as well. You guys could see that in, you know, defensive snaps. But, disappointed to obviously lose both those guys. But next man up, and, you know, there are no free agents. We can't go sign anybody else, you know, at least now. Maybe in 5 years, the transfer portal will be open during the season, and we will be able to. Who knows? But right now, the portal's not open.
10 and a half seasons here. What's been your observations and thoughts on the surface at Packers Shore Stadium?
The surface? I didn't get to see much of the game yesterday. I heard a little bit of the noise, but even before I heard the noise, I kind of went into Coach LaSalle's office. I said, "You see that field?" And for whatever reason, I don't know. You know, I'm not a grounds guy, but I heard some of the noise from yesterday, and I thought the last game was not very good. And I thought it was a little shaky when I walked out there. It just seemed dry. I don't know why. It's a drought. I mean, you know, Mother Nature. I don't know what it was. I know we got sprinkler system out there, but it just seemed really dry. And I caught the last 2 minutes of that Steeler game yesterday, and I saw it. I was like, holy cow. I went into LaSalle's office and said, hey, it doesn't look very good out there. It doesn't look good. So hopefully we can get that thing back where it needs to be a great surface. You know, we love playing on the grass. So you know. We can't change that.
Pat, I was wondering if you had any thoughts on what happened at Penn State yesterday, and sort of as a coach, how do you feel, you know, knowing Coach Franklin, what you do, sort of the way that played out?
You know, Jay Franklin's a great coach, and, it's a business we're in. And I say business, it's business, and places got to do what they got to do, but, you know, I'm not concerned about that. We don't play them, and James will be okay. Got a lot of respect for him, and it's a shame because he's a great coach. I mean, we all know that he's won a lot of football games. He's in the playoff a year ago, and then you know he's looking like he is. So I'm more focused on Fran Brown and Syracuse Orange and the challenge we have this weekend going up there in the dome in a nasty atmosphere.
One more quick follow up on that. Not specific to Coach Franklin, but yesterday the Oregon State guy got let go. Trent Dilfer got let go at UAB. It seems like this midseason stuff is happening more and more. And is that something that you've noticed as you've been in the business more? And why do you give any thoughts on maybe why?
I have no idea. I'm just worried about winning football games here so it doesn't happen to me. So my job is to take care of my job, stay in my lane.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.